All right, jump out of that bed and get to work. Up and at 'em. Vacation's over.
Get going, folks.
You got to hit the ground running. 6:38 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 60 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. While many of us, we were enjoying our Memorial Day weekend, lawmakers in Washington, D.C. were working on the debt ceiling. Apparently, the President and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have reached an agreement to suspend the debt ceiling. Now the White House and congressional leaders must convince enough lawmakers in the House and Senate to pass the legislation. We have joining us from Washington, D.C., our Congressman, 5th District Congressman Ralph Norman, joining us. Good morning to you, Congressman.
Hey, Lucas.
There we go. We got you. It's a Tuesday following a holiday. The little gremlins get in the system for sure. All right. Representative Ralph Norman joining us from Washington, D.C., as lawmakers now must vote to pass the legislation that Kevin McCarthy, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, and President Joe Biden have agreed to suspend the debt ceiling. Congressman Ralph Norman, how are you on this piece of legislation? What is your vote?
Well, first of all, Lucas, what we presented to the Senate in April 26, we had a solid bill that had guardrails that protected the American taxpayers, that actually cut spending. It was not smoke and mirrors. What we got back in writing was something completely different. McCarthy had pretty much surrendered all of the main points we needed and that we spelled out in the bill. The most egregious one is when he took the debt limits off. We had we agreed to raise the debt ceiling $1.5 trillion through March 31st of next year, provided we got real cuts, and we did, and we got real reform. He just surrendered all that, and no deal is better than a bad deal. And I realize the debt ceiling is, according to Janet Yellen, is going to be on June 5th. She initially had it June 1. But we're just not going to accept something that puts the taxpayers at more in debt. And the old saying, when you're in a hole, stop digging. Well, this piece of legislation that McCarthy agreed to puts us in an untenable position that we're just not going to go along with. And the taxpayers deserve better than this, and they're just not getting it.
So will you vote yes or no with this piece of legislation that's in front of you right now?
Vote no.
What do you want to see in this change? Is it too late to get anything changed, or has the train already left the station?
Well, we'll find out today. I mean, we just got it in writing. I mean, imagine, you know, the number of dollars we're talking about. I wouldn't buy a microwave unless I see it in writing. And so we just got this in writing less than 24 hours ago that spelled the details. And the devil is in the details, and it's just not what we agreed to. He's supposed to fight for us, not surrender. And what he did was surrender every single point, basically. And again, to take the debt limit off, this Biden administration is corrupt. They're compromised. And they're spinning us into oblivion. Somebody, somewhere, has got to put some checks on this out-of-control spending. And the initial bill did it. But what he agreed to is nothing anywhere close. And we're going to confront McCarthy today on it. We've got a meeting I've got Rules Committee starting at 3, and then we'll have the meeting with McCarthy later on today, I think around 7. But it's unacceptable. So, you know, there is a time that you say no, and this is one of those times.
What in this piece of legislation frightens you the most or causes you to worry?
Well, as an example, the $1.5 trillion limit that we had doesn't name a number. Joe Biden can spend $4 trillion, and they moved the date until January of 25, which is after the election. The reason for that is nobody wants to, or Biden definitely doesn't want to have to deal with the debt ceiling, which this is real money. This isn't play money. And so it basically takes the caps off any type of spending, according to him, work requirements. He basically gutted that. We had it on SNAP, TANF, and Medicaid, Medicaid being the biggest. He took it off Medicaid. Imagine having to work before you get a government paycheck. He gutted that. The 87,000 IRS agents, he took $1 billion off that, but left the other $79 billion to spend on 87,000 IRS agents. That's a Clemson football stadium or a Carolina football stadium full of IRS agents. Their only requirement is they can carry a gun. You know, the COVID, the unspent money clawback, that basically went away. And so, I mean, I could go on and on, but it's nothing. We had a good bill. We spent a long time, and by the way, no Democrat voted for it. On this bill, if McCarthy, if it gets to the floor, you got over 100 Democrats are going to vote for it. Now, I wonder why. They're getting what they want. And we just not, I'm not going along with that.
Speaking with Congressman Ralph Norman from the 5th Congressional District, who's joining us by phone from Washington, D.C., again, as talks about the debt ceiling continue. Congressman Norman, you are not alone. Representative Matt Rosendale said it is, frankly, an insult to the American people to support a piece of legislation that continues to put our country's financial future at risk. You know, Congressman, I've heard politicians on both sides of the aisle say this is not a Republican or Democratic issue, that this out-of-control spending has been happening for a long time. One party just doesn't want to say, okay, well, the buck stops here. It sounds like, again, from your perspective, that the Republicans do want to just put the brakes on it so it doesn't continue to get out of control. Where will we continue to go on this? I mean, I feel like we've often had these discussions, but of late, it just seems to just snowball over and over again. And to your point, this is our money. This is not monopoly money. And I will tell you what, handing over our money every year for taxes for you all to spend in Washington, D.C., where we could use it best at our family level, is an insult, and it's really hurts American families. So where do we go from here? How can we continue to put the brakes on the spending and move forward?
Well, what we're going to do, and I will tell your listeners, the preview of coming attractions is the media is going to ramp up. You're going to default. Social Security payments are not going out. Veterans payments are not going out. Bond payments are not going to be made. That's not right. It's the we're not going to default. What the Biden administration is doing through Janet Yellen are sending these smoke signals that, you know, the sky's falling and the Republicans are at fault. Look, Americans don't deserve what McCarthy put before us, and the Republican Party doesn't. Again, they didn't get any votes. We didn't get any votes when we put the bill up. So what you're going to have is we're going to debate it today. We're going to confront McCarthy. And if it gets out of Rules Committee, and I don't know that it will, if it doesn't get out of Rules Committee, and I'm on Rules Committee, which as it is, I'm not going to vote for it, out of Rules Committee, so it won't hit the floor. Now, you're going to have all kind of gnashing of teeth and complaints, but no deal is better than a bad deal. And this president, his record on spending and where it's going, the wokeism, the Green New Deal, it's just insane. With $32 trillion in debt, and I would argue we're really $60 trillion when you count the Highway Trust Fund, Social Security. Every fund we have is in the red. And we're going to have to face it. And every dollar that's spent up here has got an advocate for it, and we just got to say no. And it doesn't even even with our bill, it doesn't address the interest payments on the money that has already gone out the door. So what we're taking, a group of conservatives are saying, we're going to sit tight. He's got a four seat. The Republicans have a four seat majority. We do have leverage, but with the Democrats voting for it, there is a reason they're voting for this bill, because it gives them everything they want. And we're going to do what we can. And we may get beat, but we're going to fight.
What time is that vote today, Congressman?
It'll be tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay. So that's Wednesday the 31st. All right. Well, we'll continue to follow you on social media. I know you are doing updates. I just read one just a few moments ago before we went on the air. We appreciate your time in Washington. Thank you so much for the update here. And thank you so much for the work that you do on behalf of the 5th Congressional District. We appreciate it, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lucas.
All right.
See you.